You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. It's been 40 years since a judge banned California school districts from using IQ tests with black students to determine whether they belong in special ed. The judge called the tests culturally biased and said districts were using them to channel too many black kids into dead-end classes. That ban is still in place. No other state has one. So the so-called Larry P. case, named after the lead plaintiff, is well known. But until KALW education reporter Lee Romney tracked down Larry P., the actual person, no one knew what had become of him.
My name is Daryl Lester. You sent a text message to my wife.
Larry P. is a pseudonym. The man's name is Daryl Lester. And since we aired Lee's story about Daryl in January, his life has changed. Lee sat down with KALW's Hannah Baba to talk about it.
So your story was groundbreaking because it helped us understand what Daryl's experience was like in San Francisco public schools.
Yeah, and for another reason, too, because it's still relevant. Black students are still being placed in special ed categories that don't fit or meet their needs. That's going on today, and not just in San Francisco, but all over the country. Mm-hmm. So Daryl's story helps us get a sense of what the long-term consequences are for those kids, too. I helped convene an event in San Francisco last March where Daryl came down to share his story in public for the first time. Mm-hmm. So people got to get a glimpse of the real Larry P. He sat on a panel with current black parents for the district. He's 60 years old now, mm-hmm. and he lives in Tacoma, Washington. And here's the moderator of the event, Mary Bacon.
One thing about Mr. Lester is that he did not know that he was a celebrity.
She helps school districts improve special ed, especially for black students.
When I called him on the phone, I said, "Do you know that you're a hero?" He said, "Me?" And that's kind of important because what he does for us this evening is put a face on Larry P. He has a story that we can all relate to if, in fact, we understand what education should have provided for our children and what it did not. So I'm going to have him start off.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is this thing on? Okay.
Wow, Lee. So Daryl got a hero's welcome. Has he told you what that was like for him?
Hugely moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It turns out Daryl had a very specific learning problem with reading, but he never got help for that. And in 1971, the year that the Larry P. lawsuit was filed, his mom moved the family up to Tacoma, and he struggled there, too. He never got his high school diploma. Mm-hmm. He suffered from addiction, though he's been clean for many years now. And he worked really hard physical labor. And one of those jobs left him disabled on a fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
And until now, he knew almost nothing about his case, the Larry P. case, because his mom never talked about it.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's told me that's why this has been so cathartic, because he now understands that he was part of a broader systemic failure.
And if a teacher is not helping you, that is not good. And then you got other kids that will make fun of you. And if you're a kid that can't read something, that it's embarrassing. Very embarrassing. But kind of getting emotional a little bit. But I'm good. Just bear with me. I'm good. Just bear with me.
That's interesting that even though four decades have passed since the ruling, so much about Daryl's case still resonates.
The January story that we aired about Daryl really caught the attention of Decoding Dyslexia California. They can't be sure, but they think Daryl may have dyslexia.
Hmm.
So at the March event, they blew his mind. They pledged to find him a tutor up in the Tacoma area, skilled enough to teach him how to read.
That is a big deal. How did that go over?
Daryl was so moved. He was crying.
Aww.
He was shocked. Like, can I really learn to read at this age?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just extremely grateful.
So that event was in March. What's happened since then?
Well, something pretty big. So school psychologists are still struggling with issues around the IQ testing ban and around special ed placements for Black students who need to be there. So about 6 weeks ago, the California Association of School Psychologists invited Daryl down to their big fall convention.
Wow. In,
yes, Long Beach.
Mm.
And they also brought Black parents down from San Francisco to talk about their present day experiences.
Okay, so I'm guessing you were there. Yes.
I was.
So what was the vibe?
Well, I interviewed Daryl on stage in a packed hotel banquet room. But before we even got going, school psychologists from all over the state were flocking to Daryl. He was posing for selfies with them. They were hugging him. And quite a few of them were in tears.
Mm.
Here's one school psychologist from a district in San Bernardino County. Her name's Kristen Garcia.
What you went through wasn't in vain. I thank you for that. You know, sometimes you're just a name, Larry P., right? Mm-hmm. But there's a person behind that. There's a struggle behind that, and it just broke my heart, and it kind of made me feel like, how are we moving forward with our assessments? How are we looking at these children we serve, and how are we going to do better for them?
How'd he do up on that stage?
He's actually taking to it pretty naturally. Most of all, he wants to help students who are struggling and might not be getting the help that they need. Mm-hmm. So a pretty cool thing happened at the event. A young man named Keon Anderson, he got up to talk about how much he could relate to Daryl's experience, except Keon's story took a different turn, thanks largely to a school psychologist who, in his case, got it right.
I remember going home and telling my mom, like, I'm not smart. Like, I don't want to go to school because I know that I can't do what they can do, and it's not within me. And then I went into ninth grade reading at, like, a second or third grade reading level and coming across someone who loved me and then taught me.
That was 15 years ago, and today Keon tells Daryl he has his PhD and he's published 3 books.
Because your story lived on and paved the way for it to be possible. Thank you.
What I learned about Keon is that he was diagnosed with dyslexia that ninth grade year, and he got the support he needed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's inspiring for Daryl, because we announced from that stage he had just met for the first time with his tutor that Decoding Dyslexia California found for him.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I cried like a baby. She sat down with me. She said, they just made you think in your mind that you was not capable of learning. She grabbed this book and she said, well, read just a little bit. Let me see what you know and what you don't know. And so I read what I could, and she was saying, look here, we're gonna work this thing out and we're gonna get it done at the age of 60. But it's okay. It's okay, because I found out that I'm not the only one.
That's for sure.
And we'll be rooting for Daryl. Lee, do you know how those reading lessons are going?
Actually, I just talked to him the other day, and Daryl told me he passed his first reading test.
All right.
He's super excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's one other development I want to share. Decoding Dyslexia California and the Northern California branch of the International Dyslexia Association are doing some fundraising to create a Larry P. Scholarship for Black students in Northern California public schools who are struggling to read. And they actually hope that Daryl might be able to help select recipients one day.
That's KALW's education reporter Lee Romney speaking with Hannah Baba. You can reach Lee with story ideas at education@kalw.org. And to listen to the earlier story about Daryl Lester and see photos of him, visit our website, kalw.org.